In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
The gathered faithful listened to Psalm 137, upon which Pope Benedict reflected in his catechetical remarks.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
the hymn to which we have just listened opens with the song of him who prays the psalm, which rises up to God even as the psalmist prostrates himself before God's holy temple in Jerusalem. The psalmist, said Pope Benedict, is certain that God's name, God's living, working, personal reality is, along with his virtues of faithfulness and mercy, the sure foundation of every hope. The psalmist looks back briefly on a painful experience in which the voice of God responded to the cry of the suffering, giving courage to a troubled soul. The original Hebrew, continued the Pope, says literally that God stirred up strength in the soul of him who is righteous and oppressed. The psalmist's personal song of praise then becomes the witness of all the kings of earth in concert. The central notions of this choral praise from all the peoples of the earth are the glory and the ways of the Lord, which is to say, God's works of salvation and his revelation. God's transcendence certainly justifies the psalmist's calling him Most High, though God looks with favor on the humble man even as he casts aside the proud.
La sua realtà personale.
Citing the prophet Isaiah, Pope Benedict XVI continued to note that God has decided once and for all to side with the weak, the victims of injustice, the poorest of the poor. God makes his choice known to the kings and princes of the earth in order that they know how wisely to choose in governing the peoples. The Holy Father continued to note that the psalmist concludes his prayer with expressions of confidence that the Lord will be faithful and true through every trial and tribulation. The Lord, says the psalmist, shall not abandon the work of his hands.
L'originale ebraico parla letteralmente del Signore.
Speaking in English, Pope Benedict presented his reflections on the psalm in brief.
From the temple in Jerusalem, the psalmist lifts his voice in praise and adoration of God. Despite trials and tribulations, he is confident that the ever-faithful God will hear him. What began as the psalmist's personal prayer becomes a song of praise from all the kings of the earth, giving glory to God, who looks on the lowly and comes to the aid of the oppressed. Finally, the psalmist prays that the Lord will continue to watch over him and to protect him from danger in the future. In the words of St. Ephrem, praise to you, for whom all things are possible. Praise to you from all those who understand your truths.
At the end of his catechetical remarks, the Holy Father had some special greetings for English-speaking pilgrims.
I welcome the English-speaking pilgrims here today from Australia, Canada, England, Finland, and the United States of America. A special greeting to the newly professed missionaries of charity, to the English priests who are celebrating their 10th anniversary of ordination, and to the choir members from Vitali in Finland. I pray that your visit to Rome will strengthen your faith and your love for the Lord. May God bless you all.
Reporting on the Holy Father's weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square, I'm Chris Altieri.